the Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know, my name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. We only have 6 minutes, so let's get going. We are going to be talking a little bit about digital compounding. So let's get going. Digital compounding. Okay, once again, I am not shy about it. And what I'm not shy about is the power of digital marketing, sales and branding, and being able to do that well from an industrial point of view. Now, I'm not going to go off the charts. I try to keep it really simple. I try to keep it very predictable. I truly work to proceduralize my efforts so that they become consistent, just like I was referring to yesterday from an exercise point of view. It's a life change, and you sit there and you work at it. You're not going to sit there and take the big old chunk. You're going to incrementally proceed forward and then have some victories and consistency, and then eventually you'll see and experience some of the benefits and values that do exist as a result of being consistent. So nonetheless, we're going to be talking about digital compounding. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so here's an example. When anybody is on my podcast or any one of my friends or anybody that I know or any company that I've worked with in the past will know that I am quick to respond in a positive way to their post. I have meaningful, because once again, we spoke of that know, like, and trust, as well as caring and friendship. So there's a meaning there. There's a desire to truly help them out, because that's what we're here about, is to be able to provide that content that is meaningful to the success of your customer or the success of people who follow you. And that's what's really important. So for me personally, I will go out of my way to like, to comment, to forward content produced by other companies. And no obligation. That is just, and I do it in a relatively fast time, because once again, we spoke of digital mortality, and that was yesterday. And what that means is that, well, that the life of that digital communication is very fleeting. And so I'm very quick to respond in a positive and optimistic and heartfelt way. And that's where, okay, my customer, my listener, my whoever that might be, is getting the compounding effect of my network, and so on and so forth, right? So it if you think you're in this game, this once again has to be a strategic focus for you and your business. And understand that there is a strategy that is really in line with your digital marketing approach. So if you think you're going to just throw something out there, content-wise, and hope that something breaks as a result of it without being engaged or without actively, let's put it this way, it's not passive. We have these platforms that are built off of engagement. They're not passive means. It's not a commercial on a TV where you just sit there and watch it. And then if you're moved, you then, you know, call the 800 number or whatever it might be. Here, it requires a level of humanization and a level of engagement. So once again, you want the power. You want to have that digital compounding that comes with being engaged, and then hopefully reciprocating, because there's two points of that equation. Because if your customer is doing what they're doing and they're posting, and then you can engage, hopefully the other side of that equation is that they see that you're actively engaged and they want to do the same. So it's real important that you have that desire to get engaged. Plus, it's great. I mean, you get to learn some stuff. So it's really important. And it's really a non-negotiable. And so when we start talking about that digital mortality, we create that process, You got to do that. Take it simple. Post something meaningful, right? And then engage. That's why this is so important, because we want to begin to start to leverage the compounding effect that comes through additional networks, as well as becoming and building your network. I use LinkedIn quite a bit, and I also have a Facebook present and a group out there called Industrial Groundbreakers. And that is where I can collect and be a part of a good friendship of industrial professionals with the purpose of helping university students who are contemplating getting into an industrial profession. And so that is a great marriage, because we here in the industrial world are always figuring out or wondering, how can we get that youth involved? It is because of that. It's because of this digital platform that we can do that. We can find people who are passionate about helping young professionals achieve their dreams and become successful, and really stand on the shoulders of individuals who have been there before. And that's what that Industrial Groundbreakers is all about. So you can join it, and you can help out with these young individuals who are looking for help. So nonetheless, I want you to reap the benefits. And I mean reap the benefits of digital compounding. You need to be not passive, but you need to engage. And when I say engage, it comes from the heart, man. Don't just sort of, hey, fantastic. No, you're not going to do that, because you are. You see the value. And it is important to your customer and their success. See how it all wraps up? Let's do it. Digital compounding. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Have a great day. Be safe, as well as always. And I will talk to you tomorrow. So stay tuned.